Our guest in the cafe this morning is Kim Sines with the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce and Quinlan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, busier time for you around the holiday season or not?
It is. We're getting busy. We're starting to see some flu patients and a little bit of influx from that. So, 'tis the season.
So it has as much to do with the fact that we're getting into winter as it does with the holidays, probably. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Not necessarily the holidays, but the start of flu, and we've seen a lot of strep as well.
But you have seen a lot of flu.
Yes.
And you're recommending get the flu shot.
Get the flu shot. There is some literature this year that says the flu shot is not as accurate as it could be, but it is recommended that you take it because it decreases the length of your illness and the severity of your symptoms if you have had it.
So even if you got it, wouldn't be as bad, perhaps, if you had the flu shot.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And then you say you're seeing a lot of strep?
Yes, and sometimes we see the combination of the two. So then you're dealing with a viral illness and a bacterial illness, so it really makes them feel badly.
Not good. I know I've asked you about this before. Strep is not necessary. For some reason, I associate that more with children. Maybe because I had it as a child and I haven't had it much as an adult, but it's not necessarily just children that are affected by that.
Not necessarily, but that is probably the higher population that we do see.
Okay, good. Well, beside that, I saw an article, and perhaps less appropriately for us, it came out of Great Britain, but this particular article was about emergency centers asking people to use their services more wisely, and in particular in winter weather, and giving some options for folks to coming to the emergency room. And you thought that article, even though it was out of Great Britain, was still appropriate to our area.
Right. This is very pertinent to us because we have a very busy emergency center in Greenville, and it's always best that we use our resources wisely. So we want to get the right patient in the right location to receive the right treatment. And money's not the biggest issue, but that needs to be taken into consideration as well. If you have an illness or injury that can be treated at a minor care or at a lower level at your physician's office, that certainly would be more cost beneficial to the patient to use that level of care.
I want to come back to that idea of the minor care or urgent care facility in a minute, but you said, did you not, that some insurance companies are actually giving this advice to their customers?
That's correct. We have had noticed that there will be some restrictions put on to insured patients where they need to seek medical treatment in the appropriate level, and that if they are treated in an emergency center and do not have what would be considered an acute emergency, they may be responsible for their own bill. Opposed if they had gone to their physician's office or a minor care setting.
Uh-huh. And you're hearing that from insurance companies.
Yes.
We're talking with Kim Sines. Kim is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers and Commerce and Quinlan. Now, the minor care or urgent care facilities that you mentioned, and we were talking before we turned the microphones on, and it's much cheaper than to go to what you call an urgent care or minor care facility, by and large, than it is showing up at the emergency room.
It certainly is. They usually have a set price for the treatment in a general treatment room, and sometimes they are covered by mid-level practitioners, which are governed by physicians and have protocols that they follow. And so they often have a set price for self-pay patients, so that would be much more reasonable than if you had to be seen in an emergency department. ERs have a lot more equipment, a lot more staff, so there are reasons that they're more expensive to go there.
And the urgent care places would be more appropriate if it's not an accident that has happened, if it's something on the nature of a bad cold or the flu or something along that line.
Right. Urgent cares are an excellent resource for minor injuries like a sprain, a strain, minor lacerations they repair, typically coughs, colds, upper respiratory infections. Most do see pediatric patients as long as there's not a high fever or vomiting involved. So they're an excellent resource if you don't have a critical emergency. And an emergency, it's difficult to know exactly what that is, but basically it's something that could cause damage to life or limb within 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. And then it would be you would want to come to the emergency
correct
center.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah. And then we're pretty much out of time, but this article again said you can get a lot of information that's useful and helpful from a pharmacy even.
That's correct. Pharmacists have a vast amount of knowledge about illness and the treatment of minor illnesses. They can make recommendations for over-the-counter treatments mm-hmm. and also give some advice of if that treatment's not working, when do you need to see a doctor?
Okay, good. Kim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Kim Sines, she is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers and Commerce in Quinlan, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.